I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Native American residents in Arizona have the option to update their IDs with their tribal affiliation. And the federal government reviews the 8A program that benefits Alaska Native corporations and tribes. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A bipartisan bill signed into law last year is now giving Native Americans residing in Arizona the option to update their state-issued identification to show their tribal affiliation. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, it comes at a time when indigenous peoples are being swept up in immigration raids, including Peter Yazzie, a Navajo man recently detained by ICE agents in the Phoenix metropolitan area. The federal government is reviewing the business program that benefits Alaska Native corporations and tribes. In a video posted on X last week, U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said his department will review the 8A Business Development Program. That program falls under the Small Business Administration and supports businesses owned by socially disadvantaged individuals or tribes. Hegseth said in the video that the 8A program promotes diversity, equity, and inclusion framework and race-based contracting. In the program, the federal government sets aside contracting opportunities for disadvantaged small businesses. Alaska Native corporations rely heavily on federal contracts often received through 8A. Data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis shows that it's their primary source of revenue, and most of those contracts come from the U.S. Department of Defense. Quentin Carroll's executive director of the Native American Contractors Association and originally from Utqiagvik. Carroll says the program fulfills long-standing federal trust and treaty obligations to tribes, Alaska Native corporations, and Native Hawaiian organizations. Hegseth ordered a line-by-line review of sole source 8A contracts that are more than $20 million. He said in the social media video that the department will get rid of contracts that don't make the country's military more lethal. Hegseth said the department will make sure that businesses getting a contract are the ones actually doing the work. He claimed that often small businesses receive the contract, take a fee, and pass it to a giant consulting firm. However, Carroll says Native federal contractors have been partners of the Defense Department. He added that Native contractors also support the elimination of fraud and waste within the program. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.